You open the door to my domain, a world full of death. Beyond lost souls, skulls, and unknown remains of disgust are victories of the past. The victories you are about to hear are not for the faint of heart. The victories were meant for mature audiences only. Listener discretion was advised. Prepare yourself for tales from a tall man. You silly man janitor, I have something planned for you, and I'm going to like it.
The third step to how to talk to people is to be empathetic. Take the time. You need to be patient and let the other person spill their message. Don't rush them or interrupt them. Offer empathy. Now, this would mean listening and understanding the conversation and where the talker is coming from. It means leaving your own stories and experiences at the door. Use open-ended, empathic, or dangling questions. Ask, how did you feel about that? Or what is the next step? The fourth step is watching out for the nonverbal cues. Pay close attention to the body language. Whatever you're feeling inside, try to refocus your attention. For example, if you think the person is uncomfortable with where the conversation's going, change the topic.
Oh, hey, do you mind closing the door and let me finish here? thank you. I'll be just a moment. Was traffic bad? Traffic can be a bitch sometimes. Well, sorry about keeping you waiting. You seem to have a way of catching me, well, guard. It's a good thing I don't do security. Anyways, welcome to the home of the oldest institution of higher learning in the United States and the center of the movement for independence from Great Britain. I wonder how that turned out. I'm sorry. I'm being so awkward. Yeah, but you kind of caught me with my pants down. Oh, jeez. But hey, at least I had my shirt on, right? but I'm not one to talk about fashion. And if it's all right with you, I really want to get out of the bathroom. So while we walk, I'll tell you a story. What story, you might ask? Well, one about an old lady named Mrs. Woodman.
Mommy, Daddy, I love this house.
You're the owl. Be careful coming down the stairs, dear.
I'm okay, Mommy. I'll be careful.
I think this is the last of it.
Daddy!
How's my little girl?
I'm super, Daddy. I already have a friend here.
You do?
Honey, can you help me hang this picture?
Yep, sure thing.
I wanna help.
Julio, here's one of your boxes, sweetie. Go ahead and take that to your room.
Okay. This is so heavy.
Why don't you take some of your pillows over there?
Okay, Daddy.
So she's telling me she already has a friend? I didn't hear any of the neighbors come over.
No, there haven't been any neighbors yet. It's probably just her imagination.
Is this where you want this painting?
Raise the right corner up a little bit.
Like this?
No, the other right.
Is this better?
You know, come to think of it, I think it would look better over there. What do you think?
I think it looks good right here.
No, I think it would look better over there.
Are you sure it's only her imagination?
Whose imagination? What are you talking about?
Julielle, her friend.
Oh, I mean, she is 5. What else could it be?
I guess. So right here?
Yeah. You know, I think it did look better over on the other wall.
Oh, so now you want it on the other wall.
Just try it again.
All right. Julielle, please don't run down the stairs.
Sorry, Daddy. Do you know where my dolls are? I want to show them to Mrs. Woodman.
Who's Mrs. Woodman?
She's my friend upstairs. You know, the one I told you about.
What does your friend look like, dear?
She's an old lady who likes to wear long dresses.
So what does she do?
I don't know, but she floats off the ground.
She floats off the ground?
Uh-huh. So, Mommy, where are my dolls?
Oh, they're in that box over there, I think.
Let me help you, honey. I'll carry the box upstairs for you.
Thank you, Daddy.
Are you excited about starting school next week?
Oh, yes. Mrs. Woodman told me that she'll help me with my schoolwork like she did with her kid.
Oh, she has kids?
Yep. 7 of them.
Wow, that's a lot of kids.
Can I have some brothers and sisters, Daddy?
Maybe, honey. Maybe. You'll have to ask Mommy later. Here you go. Where is Mrs. Woodman?
I don't know. She was just here.
Well, you start putting away your dolls. Come back downstairs when you need another box.
Okay, Daddy.
Honey, is that you?
Did you find another picture for me to...
Take a look at this.
Who is that?
Mrs. Woodman.
Where did you find...
It was with our real estate paper.
Why was it with...
Apparently, she was the original owner of the house.
This house is over 100 years old.
I know. It says that she had 7 children.
7? That's how many Julielle said she had. Do you think it's possible?
What's possible?
That it was Mrs. Woodman's ghost she saw.
I don't know any other explanation.
That's my mom and dad. I love them very much. How do you float like that?
This is a true story. There's not much point in inventing ghost stories. Anyone can do it, including you. Mrs. Woodman lived in the house in the late 1800s. Everything that Julielle told her parents were verified by public records. They're things that adults could find out with a lot of research, but not a 5-year-old. Mrs. Woodman never did any harm, and when the daughter turned 10, she stopped appearing to her. Now and then, the lights will still flicker, and the family that stays there now knows it's just Mrs. Woodman letting them know she's still around. Charles Dickens once said, "Ideas, like ghosts, according to the common notion of ghosts, must be spoken to a little before they'll explain themselves." Maybe the next family that moves into the house will find out why she's still there. There's another tall tale that I want to tell you about. And it's another weird one. But I'm sure that you're used to me being weird.
Harold, please pull your pants back up.
Sorry, Doctor, I can't. You don't allow me to have a
and
belt.
And you know why, Harold?
Yes.
Why is that?
So you won't arrest me.
Why would I arrest you, Harold?
Because it would be holding up my pants.
Harold, please be serious.
I can't be serious. My name is Harold. I think you need to be in here, Doc.
I can see you're in a good mood today.
See? Do I look funny?
You look just fine, Harold.
Thank you. I had this outfit specially made.
You must be feeling lucky. I see that it has horseshoes on it.
What is a horseshoe? What do horseshoes do? Are there any horse socks?
Why are you in such a good mood today, Harold?
She talked to me today.
Jane?
Yes.
What did she say?
Get out of my way, you freak, or I'll kill you.
And this makes you happy?
It is the nicest thing she's ever said to me.
Where did you talk to Jane today?
She was in my room.
How well do you know Jane?
I know her well. She visits me often. She works here, right?
How often does she visit you?
Every day, I think. At least for the past couple of weeks. It's hard to tell time when you're blind. But at least no one has left a plunger in the toilet for me.
Has she talked to you about a lot of things?
She told me that I'm not old enough for her.
Not old enough?
She told me that she liked the elderly, but not to worry, because she would see me when I was old enough.
What else did she say to you?
She told me that she was not crazy, no matter what people say about her.
What people?
I don't know.
Have you ever talked to Jane before a couple of weeks ago?
No, at least I don't think I have.
Do you think you may have known her before the war?
You mean when I could see?
Yes.
No, I don't believe that I've ever met or talked to her before I went crazy.
Harold, you checked yourself in here. Why do you think you are crazy?
Jane told me not to answer that.
Why would she say that?
Because no matter what people think, you won't be guilty if people think you're insane.
Do you have anything that you feel guilty about?
Other than not making out with Mary before I left for boot camp, I have nothing to feel guilty about.
I think that this is more regret than guilt. Guilt is something you've done.
What can a blind man do?
You weren't always blind.
I know.
Do you have any guilty memories?
Like what?
Maybe something you did as a child, or while in the Marines.
Every man is guilty of all the good he did not do.
So there was good that you did not do?
I think there is good that everyone leaves on the table.
We are not talking about everyone, Harold, only you.
Do you want to hear about the lives I should have saved? Or the lives that my decisions cost?
If that is what you want to talk about.
Friends ask you questions. Enemies question you. Are you a friend or an enemy, Doctor?
Harold, I am your friend.
Then I don't want to talk about it.
Would you rather talk to someone else?
Maybe I can talk to Jane about it.
Harold, I know everyone that works here, and there is no Jane.
She told me her name was Jane Toppin.
Jane Toppin?
That's what she told me.
Harold, I don't know how else to tell you this, but I'm just going to say it. Jane Toppin was a patient here.
She's a patient?
She was a patient.
So she got better then?
No, Harold. She has been dead for almost 40 years.
So you're saying that I've been talking to a ghost?
I'm not saying that.
Then what are you saying, Doctor?
Jane Topham is a strange story to tell. She used to work at the hospital, but would soon become a patient. While working there in other facilities, she confessed to murdering 31 people. During the trial, she told her lawyer that she wanted the jury to find her sane. She wanted them to know what she was doing, that she knew it was all wrong, but no matter what she did, she was found insane and committed. She died there in 1938 at the age of 84. She found a sexual thrill for bringing her patients close to death, then bringing them back to life, only to kill them later. Woof! I don't know about you, but yeah, that sounds perfectly sane to me. Her favorite method was poison. She even used to poison herself to get sympathy from men that tried to court her. Seems like such a lovely woman. Our next story is intense. Intense? At the Bridgewater Triangle. We shall begin.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, don't stop. Oh, boy. Take it all away. Oh, that feels good. Oh, that's it. Ooh, yeah, just like that. Oh, keep going. Oh, my God. I think I'm going to... Holy crap. That felt so real. Did I leave my tent open last night? What a beautiful morning. Well, time to wake him up. Come on, boys. Time to get up. We've got an adventure to go on.
Oh, come on, Mr. Douglas. Just 5 more minutes.
Come on, Tony. Hurry up. I'm hungry.
I didn't sleep well.
Nothing like waking up with a good walk up a hill. Just call me William.
Why William?
Because where there's a William, there's a way.
Do you always tell bad jokes, Mr. Douglas?
Only in the morning. After that, I grow up.
Come on. Let's get on with this.
Aren't we going to eat breakfast first?
We'll eat when we get to where we're going.
Where are we going?
I don't know, but we're going up, up, up. Everyone ready?
Sure.
I guess.
Let's go. If you look to your left, you'll see an Ulmus Americana. Ooh, and over there, you'll see a Pinus Strobus. Oh, and over there, you'll see an Acer rubrum. And on its branches, you'll see a black-capped chickadee. Oh, and look up in the sky. You'll see a red-winged blackbird. Do you hear that? That has to be a downy woodpecker. And over there, I think I see a northern flicker. The woods are filled with life today. There's so much beauty in nature. Why, just the other day I saw two rocks. One was a little shy, and the other one was bolder.
Do you think he just says that to sound smart?
I don't think he even knows what he's talking about.
Where do you think we are going?
I don't know. All I know is that I'm hungry.
Watch this. Hey, Mr. Douglas, can we eat some of these berries?
Why? Did you eat any?
Nope.
Oh, spit those out. They're poisonous.
I was teasing, Mr. Douglas. We didn't eat them. We know that they're poisonous.
Don't do that. I was worried about you.
Can we eat donuts?
Tony, donuts don't grow in the woods.
There's one sitting on that rock right there.
What? Oh, you're right. Where did that come from? Okay, who put this here? Nobody put that there?
Mr. Douglas! There's another one over there! And over there!
Okay, who's doing this?
Mr. Douglas?
Yes, Tony?
Why is this tree bleeding?
What? Oh, my. That does look like blood. Feels like it, too. Maybe it's from an animal. Let's just keep walking, everyone.
Are you getting scared, Mr. Douglas?
I'm not scared, Patrick. I'm just wanting to get where we need to go. Just keep walking, everyone. In fact, if we could walk a little faster.
Mr. Douglas, I think I see someone in the trees down there. Looks like he's wearing a cloak.
Just keep moving.
Mr. Douglas, I need to stop and tie my boots.
Oh, there's no time for that. We must keep moving, must keep moving.
Mr. Douglas, there's something above us.
Not now, Patrick.
Mr. Douglas, you might want to see this.
What is it?
Look.
What in the world?
The Bridgewater Triangle is a 200-square-mile area. The forest could be the most haunted forest in the world. There are many stories of supernatural activity, brutal murders, suicides, animal mutilation, satanic rituals, and yes, even sightings of UFOs. The forest is said to be full of cloaked figures and floating orbs. Ooh, this is not a forest you want to just go for a walk in. Or maybe it is. Maybe you like the weird and unnatural. I don't know you, but you don't know me either. You might think you do, but you don't. And for our next tale, why don't we start it now in the Hoosac Tunnel?
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 70th rated station in the state, voted by you, the people. I'm your host, Olivia That Ends Wald. Today, we saw a high of 44, and we will see another blast of cold air coming in from the north. Stay tuned for more from our weatherman, Horst, you rode in on. But first, let's go live to Keith, where he is doing something. What is going on over there, Keith?
Good evening. I'm Keith Myath, and we are here at the historical site of the Hoosac Tunnel, where the line has just been purchased by CSX Transportation.
Was this the same tunnel that caused almost 200 lives during its construction?
That is correct, Olivia. During its construction, 195 workers were seriously injured or murdered. But I'm here to talk about the acquisition of the line by CSX.
We seem to be having technical difficulties. We will be right back with a word from our sponsor.
Hey, help me with this shoring.
What?
The shoring. Give me a hand putting the shoring in place.
What, this?
No, not that stupid. The shoring. Never mind. This. This is shoring. Where do they find you guys at?
I wish I could tell you. I don't even know how I got here myself.
Great. Not only do they send me someone who doesn't know what he's doing, they give me a drunk as well.
I'm not drunk. But I don't belong here.
None of us belong here. None of us.
Why do you say that?
So many accidents happen here. The people they get, like you, who have no idea what they're doing. Why, just the other day, three people died from falling debris. They never secured the shoring.
You mean like what we're doing now?
Yep. I ain't having any of this earth fall on me.
How many people have died since you started?
Too many. Way too many.
I don't understand.
You don't understand what? The people are stupid? This company is more concerned about making this tunnel than the safety of the men making it? We are breaking our backs, digging this tunnel by hand, hauling tons of stone out of here. Do they care? No, they do not. They will make their money. And at the cost of what? Good men. Men with families. Men with lives they will never get to live.
How long have you worked here?
I've worked here for 3 months.
3 months doesn't seem like a long time.
You say that now, but give this back-breaking work a week. And if you're still around, you can tell me how much you like it.
I shouldn't be here.
You need to stop saying that. If you let your mind destroy you, you'll start making mistakes, and then you'll be like the rest of them. Dead.
I could just quit and walk out.
You could, but they'll never let you leave.
It's a free country. I could leave if I want.
You don't understand. They'll never let you leave.
What do you mean, never let me leave?
They'll just make you finish out the day. The pickup doesn't happen until the end of the shift.
Oh. I guess one day wouldn't kill me. What can I do?
That's the spirit. Come on. We have to secure this ventilation shaft.
I hate heights.
What's wrong with heights?
Nothing. Except always feeling that dread of falling.
Try not to think about it.
Easy for you to say.
Come on, grab the tool bag and hand it up to me.
Here you go.
Okay, now the lumber.
How many do we need?
That whole pile.
Okay, this is the last piece.
Okay, now climb on up.
Where are you going?
Up. Come on, you know the drill. Hand me the bag.
We have to go to the top?
Yes, we do. Shoring has to go all the way up. You don't want the top to collapse.
Did I tell you that I hate heights?
Yes, you did. We get this done, and after work, we can smother a parrot together.
Smother a parrot?
Come on. You're not a cat's lap, are you?
Cat's lap? What? What are you saying?
Where are you from?
I'm from Boston.
Quit pulling my leg. If you were from Boston, you'd know what I'm talking about.
I'm from Boston, but I never heard those words before.
Okay, last board. Well, come on up then.
How high do you think we are?
We have to be about 50 feet.
50 feet?
Hand me some of those boards.
Do you want me to start on the other side?
Sure. Just be careful not to...
Good morning, Boston. It's 5 a.m. Today in the news, we hear about the Sox game last night against the Yankees. Police officer shot while trying to stop a robbery of a pizza delivery driver. Hundreds of vegetables and plants stolen from the Newton Community Farm. And we talk to Jennifer and see what is new at the zoo. But first, we go live to Samantha, where she is at the scene of an accident. Samantha, can you tell us where you are and what is happening?
What the hell just happened?
During the construction of the tunnel, or the bloody pit as survivors called it, 195 workers were injured, with 135 confirmed deaths. Workers died from explosions, falling rock, and accidents involving ladders or scaffolding. The deadliest accident happened when there was an explosion in the central shaft. A candle ignited naphtha fumes that had leaked that killed 13 men. Their bodies weren't collected until months later. Ugh. Supposedly all the men that died still haunt this tunnel today. I know that you're thinking that you'd hear a witch legend from Salem, but they scare me. Ugh. Massachusetts is full of older urban legends, ones that will haunt you to the bone. I think that we'll hear similar tales from other areas. I think we're done here, though. So many people have come and gone, their faces fade as the years go by. I should tell you that I'm going to Motor City. Vroom, vroom. Hopefully I'll see you there, and stay alive.
I see the darkness all around, trying to find my way out, trying to find my way out. My heart, it wanders through the night, searching for the starlight, searching for the starlight.
Thank you. more.
Let's learn something new.